has ever written. Your only alternative to suicide in this situation is to call a rock musician. This makes you feel smart again, and you can get on with the business of not writing. Variation on this theme number 3. You are writing. Another writer calls you to talk about not writing. You announce that you are. Masochistically, he inquires as to what it is that you are writing. You inform him modestly that it's just a little something vaguely reminiscent of, say, an ideal husband, perhaps a bit funnier. Your behavior at his funeral the following day is marked by enormous dignity and grace.
Friend, when did you write that?
I think I was in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now.
Are the feelings expressed in that reading still feelings that you have?
Actually, not, in the sense that I don't think about other writers at all anymore. Which I guess I did then. If my life was more collegial at that time, by which I mean I hung out in bars all the time, and so that I think I had more contact with other people in that way, you know, perhaps more competitive in the sense of were they getting work done. Now I just assume everyone is getting more work done than I am, and I go from there.
It's interesting because you have, you know, you became famous for your writing, and then you became famous for not writing. In a way, it's really quite a racket. I mean, you're very famous for not doing something. Can you make a living not writing?
Well, I did. Barely. I mean, you don't do very well. Let's put it that way. No, I didn't make a living not writing, but I managed to make a living even though I wasn't writing.
Doing what?